is hard to achieve. And the only way truly to achieve that is by repeating the same process over. True greatness is repetition. And that phrase is often raised all throughout public speaking and motivational speaking speakers and people who really trying to put us in a position where we can be more successful. But there was some truth behind that. Not only understanding what we are trying to achieve, but repeating that process to the point where we don't have to think about it. And let's elaborate on that for a moment. In specifically in jiu-jitsu scenarios, when we're beginning, when we are starting, and not necessarily white belt, but perhaps blue or purple, when we exploring a new subset, new topic, new subject, new concept, new technique or subset of techniques, we are exploring. We are very open-minded of what is happening. We are very curious. The moment we start understanding what is happening, now we want to smooth this out. This is where drilling comes in handy. This is where we trying to repeat things. And why do we do that? And see, that repetition is what oftentimes takes us to the next level. Because ultimately, we want to be in a position where we don't think in a sense of making decisions. That process is so smooth that we can execute without much of a making decision. We simply do it. And that is hard to achieve. And the only way truly to achieve that is by repeating the same process over and over and over and over. And this is why basketball players do free throws thousands of times. This is why a football players will throw the football thousands of times. This is why hockey players will hit the puck thousands of times, because they don't want to think. They want that process to be so smooth that it's fully automated. It just happens. It's just the decision is to do it. Now, how to do it, or analyze where this should happen, how, and mechanically what we need to achieve. Our body simply reacts based on the circumstances we find ourselves in. So if we can achieve this in jiu-jitsu, imagine how high your success could be. Imagine if your guard passing was so awesome that we don't have to think about which step to execute. You simply think about controlling the knees, controlling the hips, passing to the side, establishing points of control, and then moving on to attacks. Now, what if your escapes would be so smooth that you can instantly identify where the loopholes of the attack are? You're protecting yourself. You're finding frames. You're creating space. And then you're removing yourself from that situation. Now, oftentimes, this is what we're trying to achieve. But oftentimes, we establish or trying to think about individual steps versus simply doing it. Now, after 2 decades of being on the mat, one of the biggest advice that I can give one who is starting jiu-jitsu is, one, we learn by understanding steps at the beginning. But at some point, we want to understand conceptual jiu-jitsu. We want to understand how things work. And understand is the key word here. We're trying to create a point of comprehension. Why my partner is on this side? Why the balance is here? What is the balance? What is the weight distribution? Now, some of those big questions have to be asked in order for us to understand how mechanically things work. And sooner we understand how mechanically things work, sooner we can be more successful. Now, in order for us to create this smooth approach to the techniques, to the concepts, this fluidity, this flow state, many refer to, is by repetition. This is where our mind disconnects. Oftentimes, this is referred to as your mind steps outside of your body and looks at the situation from the outside. We don't think of what we are doing, but we're looking how this looks from almost looking as a third party. I encourage you to spend time on drilling. Even though open mats are fun, even though classes are fun, I encourage you to create a system of repetition. Even a simple thing like grips, even a simple things like steps can become so automated that you don't think about this. And this is very, very visible in judo sport. Google it, look it up. Uchikomis is one of the great exercises that judokas do, and it's a constant repetitions, a constant repeating of the same motion over and over and over and over, very similar to basketball players or football players or hockey players. It's repeating the same thing over and over and over until you just don't think. You just do. It is so fluid. It is so smooth that it's almost sickening to watch. So instead of watching Instagram, go and drill. It will be useful. Keep on training. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.